Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Quailen Murphy.
I'll be reading Marvel Black Panther, Shuri to the Rescue. Wham! Black Panther kicked a combat dummy so hard, its head popped right off. Crash! The door slammed open. One of the Dora Milaje, Black Panther's most trusted warriors, ran in. "Sire," she said, "I'm sorry to interrupt your training, but there is an emergency. Wakanda's national defense system is down." There was no time to lose. Black Panther strode out of the gym and hurried through the halls of his royal palace, giving orders. "Get me my generals," he commanded one of the aides. "Get me my tech advisors," he told another. "Get me my," he started. "Sister?" a sly voice interrupted him. "Yes, my sister." T'Challa was happy to see Shuri, one of his smartest and most inventive scientists. As they made their way to the Wakanda Command Center, Shuri tried to offer advice, but Black Panther was busy directing his team. "Pull a report on all known supervillain activity in sub-Saharan Africa," he told an aide. "Find out if any of the border scouts have seen anything suspicious," Shuri told another aide. "Run diagnostics on," T'Challa started. "All activity leading up to the system failure," Shuri interrupted. T'Challa stopped suddenly, eyeing his sister. Shuri stared right back at her brother, determined. "I can help. I'm Wakanda's best technologist. The defense system going down is a technology failure. You need me." One of the Dora Milaje spoke up. "This is more than a failure, sire. It appears to be a deliberate attack." Shuri shrugged. "Then you need someone who is both a technologist and a warrior," she said. "Again, me." Black Panther thought about it for a moment. She did have a point, he nodded. "Shuri," he said, "get your armor on." Shuri grinned. "This is going to be fun." In Shuri's lab, T'Challa watched his sister in action. After several different tests and a thorough review of the diagnostics, it still wasn't clear why the system had shut down. Whoever was responsible for the failure was clever, but if anyone could figure out the problem, it was the Princess of Wakanda. "We need to go to the auxiliary neural net in the vibranium mound to access the system," she said. As soon as she started to put her armor on, Shuri realized that one of her gauntlets was missing. So it wasn't just about the defense systems. "That was a mere distraction to pull me from my lab." Black Panther turned to issue an order to ready a jet, but Shuri beat him to it. "Face it, brother. This is my mission, and today you are my sidekick." Shuri piloted the Quinjet through Wakanda, but T'Challa wasn't ready for her fast maneuvers. "Might as well have some fun while we're at it," Shuri said with a laugh. When they got to the auxiliary neural net, they saw an image of Dr. Doom's mask etched onto the side. "Now what do we do?" T'Challa asked. "Trust me, I can handle this," Shuri replied with confidence. "I have backup." Shuri typed a few quick commands onto her Kimoyo bracelet, and within moments, Iron Man appeared. "Tony?" T'Challa asked. "How do you know him?" "He saw me give a talk on formal verification in quantum computing, and we've been corresponding ever since," Shuri said. "He sent me a message a few days ago because he heard Dr. Doom was working on something like my gauntlets. Tony's knowledge of tech and Dr. Doom may come in handy." Iron Man radioed into Shuri and told her to follow his lead. He knew exactly where Dr. Doom's secret lair was, so the three friends set off for the mountains of Latveria. As soon as the heroes arrived, Dr. Doom attacked. Dr. Doom managed to land a punch on Iron Man, but Black Panther was quick to fight back. Even with a single gauntlet, Shuri was a formidable warrior, and she sent a strong blast in Dr. Doom's direction. The impact caught Dr. Doom off guard and knocked him back, causing Shuri's gauntlet to fall out of his cloak. "I was right. He was trying to recreate your tech," Iron Man said. "There's not much to improve on, but I needed the gauntlet in order to make more of them," Dr. Doom replied. "Why go to all the effort of taking out our defense systems just to tell us it was you?" Shuri asked. "And admit that you were just as smart as me? Never." Dr. Doom's ego always was his downfall. Tony hauled Dr. Doom away, but not before Shuri promised to send Tony her latest work on microprocessor design. Back at home in Wakanda, T'Challa thanked Shuri for her help. "I think of you as my annoying little sister," he admitted, "but you have become a most impressive young woman." Shuri grinned. "And I think of you as my annoying big brother," she replied. Black Panther waited for her to add a but. She didn't. "Bye, annoying big brother," she said as she left. "See you next time the country needs saving."
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.